G'day, this is Paige Estrotori coming to you on behalf of Financial Services Online with your daily financial services news wrap for Monday, the 1st of July, 2024. 4% inflation is playing tug of war with the Australian economy. Data from the Australian Bureau of Statistics shows key sectors such as housing, alcohol, tobacco, and transport experiencing a significant increase in prices. Financial experts, including BetaShares' David Bassanese and CanStar's Steve Mickenbecker, warned the Reserve Bank of Australia could be hiking interest rates as early as August. Deutsche Bank anticipates a jump to 4.6%. Driving factors include high immigration, major infrastructure projects, and energy price pressures. Tax cuts and relief might cause further spending, leading to rising prices. Analysts foresee continued high rates into 2025, paralleling U.S. inflation patterns. The Reserve Bank, realizing the burden on households, is proceeding with caution to ensure economic stability. Switching gears now, customer claims are a hot topic. The National Insurance Brokers Association is urging insurers reduce claim inquiries response times from 10 to 5 business days. NIBA's proposal aims to ease customer stress and meet public expectations. They are also encouraging updates every 20 days on claims progress and timely delivery of expert reports that impact claim decisions. Recommendations also extend to avoiding redefinition of small to medium enterprises, preventing unnecessary confusion. Greater protection and transparency on all insurance products is promoted, particularly addressing challenges small businesses face. In other news, Suncorp is choreographing a strategic pivot, shifting its focus exclusively to insurance. This follows the sale of its banking business to ANZ for a notable $4.9 billion. Finalization of this deal has been pending since July 2022, but is set to wrap up by the end of this month, having cleared federal approval, Australian Competition Tribunal consent, and Queensland legislative amendments. Federal Treasurer Jim Chalmers and Suncorp CEO Steve Johnston see this as an opportunity for Suncorp to carve a new path, focusing on insurance-related issues like climate change. Conditions of the deal ensure branches and jobs remain safeguarded, giving priority to Queenslanders and Australians' access to banking and keeping employment protection at the forefront. Lastly, reducing inflation to the Reserve Bank's target of 2-3% remains a tall order, according to Treasurer Jim Chalmers, after an unanticipated 4% climb in consumer prices. Speaking at the City A50 Forum in Sydney, Chalmers admits controlling inflation in its final stages could be the most complex. Reserve Bank's Deputy Governor, Andrew Houser, stresses the importance of a comprehensive inflation assessment, with the quarter-to-quarter data offering an edge. Although Chalmers projects cautious optimism for a federal budget surplus, changes in tax revenue may sway the balance. That's it for today's wrap. Stay informed and stay ahead with Financial Services Online. For more on insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. This has been Paige Estrotori for Financial Services Online. Stay tuned for more updates tomorrow and have a great day.